everyone. Welcome back to Just a VR Show. I'm Liv, and today I'm really excited because we have a guest video from one of my coworkers. Amanda Lange is another one of the evangelists here at Microsoft, and she's really excited about VR and gaming. So Amanda was brave enough to go tackle the VR roller coaster, and she's going to do a walkthrough of how to get started with Unreal Engine if you're interested in building an application for VR using that. I personally have just gotten started with Unreal, so I was really excited to see what Amanda's been doing and how she recreates the intro that you see in movie theaters. And when you're kind of going along the film strip, she's built all of that in Unreal and is going to walk us through the process of getting set up with that. So if you've never used Unreal Engine, but you're really excited to give it a try like I am, stay tuned and see how Amanda does it.
Hi there. I'm Amanda Lange, and I'm here demonstrating the use of the Unreal Engine in working with the Oculus Rift in VR. If you're not familiar with the Unreal Engine, it does have a pretty big UI, so it does take a little bit of getting used to. I'm just going to show you some of the basics and then go over a little project that I put together to have some fun with the Oculus Rift. When you first boot this up, you're going to see the opportunity to create a new level. So I just made a new level using the default level here. The default level has some stuff in it already, like a sun, sky, player start location, and then a basically like a little ground for you to be on. So there's nothing a whole lot you can do, but you can walk around in the world because you have the ability to kind of do a free moving, and you can just view and see what things are going on. To move around on the screen, you can use WASD just like you would in an actual game. And then you just kind of hold down the right mouse button and you shift around. You can look at your world from different views, so you have top, bottom, side. And with this, it has the ability to help you lay things out in a grid so you can be more precise. When you want to add stuff to the world, you've got a couple options. You can create content, which we'll go over in a little bit. There's also just some default meshes that you can drag in, like you just want a basic cube. Just kind of lets you sort of block things out in your world and figure out where things are going to place. Anytime you put something new in the world, you have to actually build that so that it knows what light to hit and where to hit it. So you just a little build button here. It shouldn't take very long with just one object. See how this is building lighting? It's going to build the lighting and the navigation on the world. And then that's going to put that shadow that it cast before. So you can see the shadow, but now you can. If I move this, it's going to leave that little shadow behind. That's because it's actually building the lighting when I create that build button. It's going to actually lay that down and sort of bake it onto the texture a little bit so that you have that lighting in the right place. If I hit build again, it's going to move it. So the simulation that I wanted to create is like a roller coaster. I thought that'd be a fun use of the Oculus Rift because that way you don't have to worry so much about navigation and moving around. You're on a track, and so that's going to be what causes you to move. The world is just going to kind of move around you. So I created a file that has a camera that's positioned on a track, and I'll show you that in just a second. And a friend of mine said, wouldn't it be cool if it was like the opening to a movie where you have that virtual roller coaster, it feels like you're in VR and you kind of go up and down. I thought, yeah, that'd be a really fun level to build. So what I did was I just built like a version of that. So let me just show it to you. So my maps folder, I call this my matinee map. I'm just gonna open that up. Open that up. Yeah. So this is my map. You can see that I have these crazy floating popcorn buckets and like these little pieces of candy boxes and stuff. And this is really just the default cubes that I've sort of drug out and put these crazy textures on. So how do I make the textures? And I'm also going to talk to you about how I made this mountain range that's in the background. If you want to have a roller coaster track, you actually have to have a landscape in your scene, which is what this is. And it can be hidden or it can be invisible or whatever. But the way that the track works is it follows the landscape and then you just move it off the landscape if you want to do something crazy. So you have to initially start out with one. So over here on the side, you've got the ability to add different stuff to your scene. Let me just show you where the landscape is. It's this mountain right here. And this is where you initially add your landscape. In the landscape editor, you can click on new landscape and it'll just add one. I'm not going to do that now because having two landscapes would be kind of difficult in this scene. The sculpt brush allows you to change the shape of your mountain ridges. And you basically, I just freehanded the painting. And you can see if I draw this, you can see that I'm actually creating mountains as I draw. And it just bumps them up. So you can change the brush size, you can change the way it falls off so it isn't sharp. So maybe I wanted my mountains to be a little bit more pointy, and I can kind of change it to have a sharper edge. And then see, I'm drawing this mountain that's sort of ridging up in the background. It's pretty cool. You've also got the ability to paint. You can see I just painted some basic white snow on my mountains. So I just go into here, and this is my landscape material that I have set up. So you wonder how I get things to be the color in the scene. Let me go over how materials are made. First of all, you'll notice my sun is a slightly different color. I just change the color of the sky by going into the sky and altering the colors. When you're in landscape mode like this, you can't make adjustments to anything but the landscape. It just gives you this brush. So you click over here to this place mode and you go back to not editing your landscape. You're back to normal. So here's the sky. And you can see all I did was go down here and overrode the default color, which is blue, with something like more of a purple. I just thought it would give it that kind of weirdy twilight sky that they have in the movie theater opening. If you click on this button that says sky colors will change according to the sun's position, that means that it's going to be the default blue because it's going to go by where, however high the sun is. And I didn't really want that, so I just moved it. You can actually move the sun around as well. So you can change like the position of the sun and maybe make it lower or higher in the sky. And that's going to affect your lighting too. I just turned that off so that I got my like weirdo twilight kind of feel and the sun is in the same spot. To make colors, I have this materials folder showing you the materials in my world. Basically, I just grabbed a texture file that's online, made a couple quick adjustments to it to make sure that it would tile correctly, which is something that you go over in Photoshop, you learn how to do that on the internet, and then uploaded that into Unreal. Now, you want to create a material, you can just right-click and go to Create Material. And you're going to create a material that allows you to edit and adjust. So to show you a basic material, this is what happens when you create it. Basically, your texture gets plugged into the base color, and you just have this rocky color. But notice it doesn't look very realistic because it's not bumpy, and it's kind of overall shiny. It doesn't have that feeling of bumpiness. So these blue maps here that are like this blue noisy-looking map is called a normal map. And if you plug it into the normal slot, it's going to create that bumpiness. See how it's bumpy now? It creates that bumpiness and rigidness, and it's the same. It's pretty much the same texture, it's just created through a filter. So there's a filter that you can get for Photoshop, or you can use a program called Crazy Bump, which I like, and create this bumpy texture. There's a bunch of different ways to do it. Again, there's other ways to do it online, but this is like a very basic rock texture that you would use. Now, I actually have the material for the landscape with a couple different layers. And you can see it looks very strange in the preview. That's because I'm using this landscape coordinates to stretch it out a little bit. It looks strange in the preview, but on the landscape itself, it's going to look good because the landscape is really, really big and the texture is going to be small. So if the texture is too small, it looks like it repeats itself too many times and it looks really fake. So I have it stretched out a little bit more so it doesn't look as fake. And you can see that the UVs on the UVs on the normal maps here, I have two different varieties. And then for snow, I just have white. It's really like, it's boring, but it just is like I plug some snow in and I paint the snow white layer on top. So once you've created this landscape texture, if you go into your landscape and paint, you're going to see the layers of the landscape that you can paint on. So I'm just going to grab my snow layer, and you see that I can create this snowy texture on top of this mountain. This happens from time to time where it looks like you're making a hole, but if you just go back and paint over it with another layer, it should fix. This is just a bug in Unreal, so you kind of have to paint a couple of times before you get things exactly how you want it, and then it starts to look good. Don't get too discouraged. There you go. So now I have some snow on my mountains. So you basically make your ridges, you make your snow on your mountains, and if you get these weird lines, that just means you need to rebuild again and make sure that the lights and shadows are correct. So let me move on to talk to you about how I made the roller coaster track. The roller coaster track is what's called a landscape spline. If you go into your Manage Landscape, there's the Edit Splines tool all the way down at the bottom. And this allows you to create a control point that'll start a spline, which is like a windy line, basically, that you can add stuff to. Each one of these little mountains here, it's not going to be visible in the game. It's just a point to show you where the spline turns. And I can use these controls up here. They're called gizmos. There's a move and translate, there's a rotate, and there's a scale. And I can just move these up and down, scale them around. I can turn them and make them do twisty, cool roller coaster track things. Each individual point is a spline that can be edited, so if I want to tug one away or move it some side to side or up or down, I don't have to have it locked to the landscape anymore. If I decide I want to add more pieces, because it only starts out with one, basically you click Control and you click, and it's going to add an additional piece to your spline. So you select the one you want, and then you Control click, and it's going to add a spline piece. So there you go. I'm undoing because I don't want to actually create new spline pieces. I'm good with my track, but I just want to show you how to create those new pieces. The actual track is just a basic square that I added this texture to. And I just painted this texture really quick in Photoshop. There's nothing to it. It's just like a little, I made a film texture thing. Later I might want to make it translucent, make it more like a film. But for right now, I just kind of had this basic texture just to show you. And I threw that texture on the little boards as well, just to make everything sort of look similar and same. If I want to add a different texture, like say I want that to have the popcorn box texture instead, I just drag it and drop it, and it'll just change it right there in this scene. So it's really easy. You can also change the way textures map using the material editor. So this mapping is like really stripey versus these ones that are very boxy. It's just like the popcorn box. It's just this one box. You can change the way things lay out. The last component in creating my level is, instead of having the free moving player, which is going to be kind of hard to do in VR right now because you can't really see the keyboard, I've actually just locked the camera to a spline so it'll follow the track and create that roller coaster feeling. I'm going to do that in Blueprint, which is the Unreal method of programming without programming. Kind of use the flowchart to create your program. So in this Blueprint, there's a couple things. Again, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but just to give you an idea of what's happening. There's a location of the spline. It's a separate spline that I'm going to show you where it's drawn, that's kind of hovering just above the track. You can draw that in the editor. And it's going to move forward at a speed constant to the length of the spline and just sort of turn left and right. Later, I want to go back and edit this so that it goes faster down the hills and slower up and gives it more of that gravity feel. But this is just a really simple way of doing it for right now. So you can see that if I click on the camera, it gives me a little preview of what that camera is going to see. And isn't it cool? You can already see the feeling of like the roller coaster track going up and up. So when I click play, you're going to see the simulation. It's going to follow along the track. And just to show you the spline that you can edit, it's right here. And this is the same sort of nodes on my track spline. Notice that I can grab these and pull them using the gizmos to line them up a little bit better with what the track is doing. And I can view them from different sides to make sure that it's sort of stuck to the way the track is laid out. Goes up, goes down, the exact same way. So this wireframe gives me an idea of where things really are. And then the perspective gives me a better idea of how it's going to look when I actually play. So this button right here, you click play, and it's going to show the up and down. Is that crazy? There's just one final step, and that is to get it in the Rift, and you won't believe how easy it is. I just had to take a quick break so I could hook up my Oculus Rift. This is the Rift Dev Kit 2, and I've got it plugged into my computer, just like a second monitor, just in the Oculus Rift compatibility. And remember when I said it's going to be so easy to actually play your level in VR? So I've got my level all set up. All I have to do is click on this play button here, click down, and you see where it says VR preview. If your compatible device is already installed, click on it and you're good to go. And that's going to open up your level in virtual reality, just like that. So I'm going to go for a ride. Hope you've enjoyed this demo, and thanks for watching.
So I don't know about you, but I'm even more excited now to go play with Unreal. A huge thank you to Amanda for putting that together and sharing her knowledge about Unreal Engine and virtual reality. And stay tuned for more interviews with other people who are working on virtual reality applications and how they do it.